I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. North Korea fired two suspected short-range ballistic missiles from an airport in its capital city of Pyongyang Monday, South Korea's military reported. This is the fourth test this month. Japan's government also reported the launch, with the chief cabinet secretary condemning the launches as a threat to the region's peace and security. In less than 2 weeks, nuclear-armed North Korea has conducted three other missile tests, an unusual frequency of launches. Two of those involved single hypersonic missiles capable of high speed and maneuvering after launch, while the last one, Friday, involved a pair of short-range ballistic missiles, SRBMs, fired from train cars. Monday's launch appeared to involve two SRBMs fired east from Sunan Airfield in Pyongyang, South Korea's Joint Chief of Staff said in a statement. A senior U.S. official said Sunday the United States will lay out in the coming days its planned next steps in the tense standoff with Russia, this after intense diplomacy failed to ease the threat of a new conflict over Ukraine. Amid mounting fears of a Russian invasion of Ukraine, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan told CBS the U.S. was ready either way. Washington says Russia has massed nearly 100,000 troops along the border with the Eastern European country and has accused Moscow of wanting to create a pretext for a possible offensive. The Kremlin says it does not want to lead a military action. Ukraine said Sunday it had evidence that Russia was behind a massive cyber attack that knocked out key government websites this past week, while Microsoft warned the hack could be far worse than first thought. Some analysts fear the cyber attack could be a prelude to a military attack. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden will meet virtually with Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida Friday to discuss the two nations' economies, security matters, climate change, and other bilateral issues, the White House announced Sunday. The White House said in a statement, quote, the meeting will highlight the strength of the U.S.-Japan alliance, which is the cornerstone of peace, security, and stability in the Indo-Pacific and around the world, end quote. Britain's Foreign Minister Liz Truss Sunday condemned the hostage-taking at a synagogue in the southwest U.S. state of Texas as an act of terrorism and anti-Semitism. Foreign Secretary Truss posted on Twitter, quote, we stand with U.S. in defending the rights and freedoms of our citizens against those who spread hate, end quote. U.S. authorities have launched an investigation with global reach into a 44-year-old British man named Malik Faisal Akram, who was killed after holding four people hostage at the synagogue. He was reportedly calling for the release of a convicted terrorist known as Lady Al-Qaeda. A three-week-old baby has died from COVID-19 in Qatar, the health ministry said Sunday, a rare child fatality from the illness in the Gulf country. The Emirates Public Health Ministry said in a statement, quote, the baby had no other known medical or hereditary conditions, end quote, and added it was the second child to have died in the country since the pandemic began. A massive volcanic eruption in Tonga that triggered tsunami waves around the Pacific caused significant damage to the island nation's capital and smothered it in dust, but the full extent was unclear, with communication still hampered Monday. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said there had been no reports of injury or death, but a full assessment was not yet possible with communication lines down. Tonga was in need of water supply, she said, as the ash cloud has caused contamination. There's been no word on damage yet. The world's number one ranked tennis player, Novak Djokovic, has left Australia, has already touched down in Dubai, actually, after losing his final bid to avoid deportation and play in the Australian Open, despite being unvaccinated for COVID-19. The 34-year-old Serb said he was extremely disappointed by the court ruling, but respected it. Djokovic has won a record 9 Australian Open titles, including 3 in a row, but this time won't even get the chance to try. Serbia's president criticized the court hearing as a farce with a lot of lies. But Australia's Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, says the ruling will help keep people in the country safe. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.